At a Friday afternoon work session, Ron Wise of MRW Consultants said they'd found nothing improper beyond what was stated in his report. And improper, Wise continued, did not rise to a level indicating fraud or diversion of funds on the part of the previous administration. And Wise noted, it was impossible from the administration meeting records and emails to determine exactly how much Mayor Begich really knew about the city's shaky financial situation as the Anchorage Assembly prepared the municipality's annual budget and also approved pay raises in its workers' union contracts. In 2010, shaky translated as a multi-million dollar shortfall. That's a revenue trend current Mayor Dan Sullivan says will continue into next year. The MRW audit did fault the Begich's administration handling of the municipality's cost under the public employees' retirement system. It said the administration unrealistically overestimated the year-end amount of money the city would have available for the retirement system. The forensic audit also cited the Begich administration's failure to produce monthly financial reports for the assembly before the budget preparation. City code requires such reports. But the audit also said the assembly failed to demand the reports and thus shared the blame for the lack of information. That's a finding Assemblymember Bill Starr disagrees with. He says if he didn't ask for the specific reports, he did actively pursue the information.
I take offense to it personally. I mean, you heard me talk about the fact that the finding is that, you know, as an assembly, we didn't demand, you know, I don't know how more heavy-handed I need to demand or how many more emails I need to write saying I got to have the information.
Current Assembly Chair Dick Traney was not on the body during the period examined in the audit. However, he has served over 10 years on the Assembly. He sees the audit as a call to change.
There is enough damning indictment there on both the administration and the Assembly. What the Assembly has to do is learn what they did wrong. They did not follow prudent financial management. And so we have to figure out how we change the culture within this body.
Assemblymember Debbie Osiander had a suggestion.
One of the points made in this audit was that the Assembly did not ask for required reports. It was on in code that we were supposed to get a report, but we didn't ask for them. Well, frankly, our code document is pretty darn huge, and it would be helpful to probably to give everybody a list of here's what to expect. Here's the reports that are required to be given to you. There's nothing in place like that now.
Another idea producing a mixed response was to recreate the budget analysis position directly responsible to the Assembly. Starr says he trusts this administration and it's not necessary. Osiander questions the cost. Traney disagrees with their assessment.
I want to make sure that the data that comes to us is unfiltered, regardless of who the administration is, because I don't want to go back to doing this nonsense again.
After the work session, Assemblymember Bill Starr said he's still not willing to dismiss the idea of legal action against the Begich administration, but he's not certain how to proceed. The municipal attorney, Dennis Wheeler, told Starr during the work session that any legal action would have to come through the state legal system, not the city's. And Assemblymember Paul Honeman, a former policeman, said that to do so, the municipality would have to present a multifaceted case, one stronger than was present in the audit. In a short written response issued last week, the office of now Senator Begich notes the audit found no violations of law. It adds the findings need to be viewed in the context that the city's budget decisions were made during extreme national economic conditions, unprecedented in the history of Anchorage. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.